The city of St. Albert is out of the running for the 2027 Alberta Seniors 55+ Summer Games. The bid package is almost ready to go, but significant changes to the format, in particular a shift from athletic competition to card games, prompted staff to recommend that city councillors shelve it and seek another major event to host. As the Committee of the Whole, city councillors on December 10 unanimously accepted that advice, 6-0, count. Natalie Jolie had left the meeting by then, and will make a final vote on the matter at an upcoming sitting of council. The changes also include a merging of the summer and winter games to one event. Indeed, the summer games that city council asked staff to bid on no longer exists. The active events have been reduced from 7 to just 4, cycling, swimming, tennis, and track and field. Others were dropped in favor of more passive activities such as card games and billiards. In fact, 8 in 10 events offered are more social pastimes than athletic competitions now, and despite there being more of them, city staff projected they would attract smaller crowds. Cultural events are now optional, and with an increase from 14 to 18 mandatory events, may have been left out entirely. This is a pretty massive change, from doing sports to playing cards, Cowan. Sheena Hughes said, "Watching people play cards is not as exciting as you think. I have seen no television shows about playing cards." She was corrected by a couple of people in the room who have seen some of the extensive coverage of high-stakes poker tournaments in recent years. "Well, poker is a whole different situation," she responded. "We're not playing poker on these suckers." Sporting venues that were consulted would not have even been utilized. Games organizers are now more interested in large halls than tracks or fields. All this would increase the cost to the city, hamstring its ability to recoup with ticket sales, and decrease the participation of established St. Albert nonprofit organizations. Who wants to pay to watch dozens of people play cribbage? Torchbearers Gareth Jones and Dieter Schumann celebrate after lighting the cauldron outside Service Credit Union Place to commemorate the final leg of the torch relay that traveled through St. Albert in 2012. Denise Podlusky, the city's director of recreation, said no real reason was given for the change by the game's organizers. She said the city was informed of the change in October. The drive for the games dates back to the post-pandemic days of 2022, when communities like St. Albert were looking for ways to shake free of those pesky restrictions and reconnect. Street. Albert investigated hosting the games as celebration of sport, art and culture through enriching social activities. There was a desire for a games or major event that would impact a number of nonprofits and allow relationships to renew and grow, she said. Mayor Kathy Herron said her only question was around what St. Albert's priorities are in terms of hosting a major multi-sport games. Staff responded that businesses and nonprofits surveyed in 2022 said they wanted an event that would involve amateur sporting organizations, create opportunities for volunteerism and make use of existing facilities, and maybe even grow them. Herron said the Special Olympics were always her first choice, pointing to what she considered a successful Special Olympics Canada Winter Games here in 2012. The Recreation Department is indeed looking at the 2029 Alberta Special Olympics, as well as the 2028 Alberta Winter and Summer Games. "We have a pretty good Special Olympics organization in St. Albert, so I'm sure they would be excited," the mayor said. City staff are to return to council with suggestions for other events to host by next spring. "I wish you luck in finding something that's a little more exciting, Cowan," Shelley Biermansky said.